to conceal and pardon it, and give her to him, and recognize that the tribulation was a punishment inflicted on him, and was his attempt, and the wrong which he had done to the Lord of Mosul. For, and who does evil, it is against himself. And, lo, your Lord is on the watch. And how he feared that, if he should avenge himself, the vengeance would recoil on his head, as his injustice and greed had recoiled upon him.
Yep. Okay. Now,
the monarch came to himself.
Means what?
Okay.
Pay attention to that. The monarch, the king, was not himself. Was playing the role of a king. This is the game that we all play. When you're not paying attention, what are you doing? You're participating in a social game, in something which is around you. This bizarre experience, the king comes back to himself. He heard what happened. He doesn't stay there to judge them and do this and that. Come back to yourself to understand. What are you doing here? Yes.
He asked pardon and confessed his sin and lapse and persistence.
He asked pardon. That one doesn't do really. What does that mean? Because the word is astaghfar.
Forgiveness.
Astaghfar is a very special word. Means that you beg pardon to be forgiven for the wrong stuff you have done. That's what it is. Yes?
He said to himself, the retribution for what I did to certain persons has reached my soul. From power, I made an attempt on the concubine of another. That recoiled upon me, and I fell into the pit. I knocked at the door of another person's house. Consequently, he knocked at the door of my house.
You see, three verses are exactly what he started with. The king coming back to himself. From all these bizarre happenings and sexual activities and blah, blah, all that, he comes back to himself first. I did something to the others, the consequence comes back to me, first. Second, I saw something belonging to someone else, and I wanted to have that. This is that whale that will fall in. Do you remember the whale of me? Me falling in a whale? Do you remember the story of the Joseph and all repetition that... Yeah, I'm being surrounded and I'm in the well that I personally dig. The third stuff, I knocked the door of the house of someone else, so someone else will knock on my door. See, coming back to me, that this is what's happening. I have to look at it as the consequence, because my life, whatever I do in my life, I do correctly, and all the people around, they ruin everything, so nothing is working. This is the excuse of everyone, everywhere, always. I am good, I'm doing my best, the others, they don't let me, and the situation is no good, and all that blah, 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 blah. That's nonsense. Come back to yourself. Whatever I do, first of all, I do it to myself. I am being changed every single day. Who is changing me? Me. I'm being changed because I do this stuff mainly to myself. Why should I blame the other people? First, blame me. Because, okay, if it's all the fault of the other people, so what? Let's find something that I could do something about it. Self-understanding, coming back to me is good for this. Because I don't look at myself with an illusion or something that I'm not. I try to see myself. Do you remember? The first thing I need is a teacher, a mirror, to see myself, because I should understand what I am. Here the king understood that, okay, yes, this is whatever I did. So he will come to the conclusion. Whoever, yes?
Whoever seeks to commit adultery with people's wives know that he is a pimp to his own wife.
Aha. This is it. Look at it. How precisely he's explaining the simple psychology. If you're thinking bad about the other people, you're thinking bad about the people around you, because that's how you think. Yes?
For that is paid back by the like, since the retribution for an evil act is an act like unto it.
Yeah.
Inasmuch as you have made a cord and pulled one like it toward yourself, you are a widow and worse. I took the king of Mosul's concubine from him by force. She was soon taken by force from me too.
Well, you see, this is a simple fact that he was not looking at. Do you remember the day he sent the guy who said, go and take me this good, beautiful stuff? And take the army, and kill them all. He was not thinking about the same thing could happen to me. This is the base of our thinking. Always think like this. Whatever happens to me, it's whatever I'm trying to do to the other people. This is how we are working. We are working together, all of us. So, remember this, please. Coming back to yourself is finding your role in this. You participate in this stuff. What is your role? What do you do? That could come back to you exactly. Yes.
My treacherous deeds made a traitor of him who was my trusted friend and servant. It is no time to inflict punishment and avenge myself. I prepared the disaster with my own hand. If I wreak vengeance on the emir and the woman, that trespass also will come on my head.
Aha. This is something that you never think like this. You always think that, okay, I have to do that. I will have my revenge. Here you would think, okay, now I did something bad. Something bad happened to me. Now I'm angry. I want to do something bad to them again. So something bad again comes back to me. Is it correct or not? Is it simple or not? And how come that nobody is listening? Everybody is trying to kill the other one, and this killing is going on and on and on. Every single day of my life I saw it. I was born in the middle of the Second World War. Up to now I cannot find 1 year of my life which there is no war. And nobody thinks that So what? We will go and we will kill them. Then they grow up and they come and kill us. And killing and killing and killing. Did we? Is there any solution here to understand that the violence doesn't work? If you do bad thing to other people, the bad thing will come back to you. As simple as that. Yes.
Just as this one has come in retribution, I have tried him. I will not try him again.
This is the point, that when you tried something, don't try it again. Pay attention to the outcome of whatever you do. Correct yourself. Don't go on as you are. Yes.
The grief of the Lord of Mosul has broken my neck. I dare not wound this other man as well. God has given us information concerning retribution. He has said, if you repeat it, we shall repeat.
Ah, this is how he connected now to the religion, to the belief that this is what it is. What is the meaning of God? What is God? God is some good, positive stuff that we could think of. We make all those adjectives for one person. We call it God. By that we mean the meaning over there. And what is the meaning of God? Here, he is showing a picture of God to you. The picture is like this, that God is the one who warned us from the outcome of the bad things that we could do. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about knowledge. This is what God is, and is giving us knowledge. We know that if you do bad thing will happen to you. How do we know it? We know it. Somehow, deep down, there is some stuff. Do you remember? Self-consciousness. What is it? There is something in me who believes in goodness, who doesn't even believe in me. He will punish me when I do bad. He will whisper to me that you son of a gun, you did it wrong. There is that stuff in us. Why?
Since in this case it is useless to commit excess, nothing but patience and mercy is praiseworthy.
This is the point. In your thinking, you never arrive to something like this. Why? You're always at the first step. What should I do? Is it come back to yourself? Think about what you did, then you will understand that I should not repeat what I did. I should do differently. When you see something went wrong, you should understand that you went wrong. Everything is wrong over there. You should change everything, not the coincidence and stuff like that. Think about it. He said, listen, when I'm looking at this, this cannot go on and on and on. I punish this, then something else, then something else. Stop. Let's think about it. Rabbana inna dharamna sahraft. The next one is that. The other two? This is something that you should always remember. Rabbana inna dharamna anfusana. Means what? Means, oh our God, we know that our ego ruins everything. This is one part of being a human being, remember? The other one, do you remember? There are two stuff here. The first one is this one. The Satan will say, Rabbi bima laitani, means, my God, how did you treat me? The Adam will say, our God, we ruined everything
and we are the lost